If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Things rarely go as planned. All the dreams that we envisioned seem to crumble in our hands so suddenly alone. With my thoughts and my decisions, with the life that I have known, that will forever be changed. And I pray it's for the better, taking what we've learned together to finally build a better world. But we needed time to catch up.
Gloria Stefan's message of hope and unity. And Gloria, your song is very positive. What made you look at the other side of all the troubling news about the pandemic?
Well, you know, I've always been a person that looks ahead and tries to find strength and learn about, new ways to get through the difficulties in life. I've been through a few of them myself, and it's part of my nature. But I think music for me was always so inspirational and helped me get through the toughest times. And if I'm going to be blessed enough to have other people listening to me, then that's what I want to do as well. So it's just part of my nature, I guess.
We hear the people where you are in South Florida are not always doing that and keeping their social distance. What have you noticed? What's going on down there?
I've been ensconced in my house like everybody else or the studio, because Emilio was going back and forth to the studio. We have the same, like my assistant was kind of quarantined with me because she works from my house. So we had, we've really been locked down tight. Look, human nature is such. It's not just Florida. I mean, we do have the beaches, and people are desperate to get outside and be able to commune with nature and whatnot. But people in Florida and in Miami particularly have really done their jobs. I mean, everyone stayed back. People were wearing masks. I think we're getting to the desperation point everywhere in the U.S. and the world, and there's always going to be people that think this will never happen to me, or, you know, maybe it's not what they're saying. It's a lot. It's hard to trust, you know, what everyone says, because we really don't know a lot still about this crazy thing. But I know that people really did try to do their best to stay home. That's what I've seen anyway.
Now, because my wife and Gloria Stefan went to high school together, I need to step out of the way and turn things over to Marianne. Marianne's working on a book called...
Really? Is that the reason?
That's the reason. Marianne's writing this book called A Savvy Guide to Life, and she's been interviewing experts in many different fields. And Gloria, according to Marianne, you are an expert on life.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know about an expert on life, but... I do like to learn from a lot of different situations, and I am kind of like the real fake doctor and real fake lawyer in my family, and among other real fake things. So Marianne is too kind, is what she is.
Hey, well, on that note, Gloria, I just want to tell our listeners that you must watch the video of that song that you just played, because the video is so fantastic. And also watch the video of Put On Your Mask, which it's hysterical. And you know what? We should put those two up on the WGN radio website so people can just tap in, because it is worth seeing those two videos. I love that you've been working on this stuff, Gloria, and it is so inspiring.
Oh, my gosh, Marianne, thank you so much. You know, yes, we must disclose our past, the Lourdes girls extraordinaire, and good friends that we still get together and pray once a month, whoever can join. And, you know my parody side. You know my side that I'm kind of, maybe because we went to all-girl Catholic school, we're kind of irreverent. So we look at everything with a lot of humor. And right there with those two songs, you kind of have my two sides in music, because sometimes I'll be finished with the parody before I'm actually done writing a new song. when this whole thing happened, our other good friend, Eileen Marty, also part of our Dirty Dozen, as you know, kind of called me in desperation, asking me to help in whatever way I could to try to put the message out that people, that we should all be wearing masks, not to protect ourselves from the virus, but rather to protect the world from us, not knowing who had this or whatnot. And I thought, well, you know, Get on Your Feet is such an inspirational song. It went really well rhythmically with the syllables of put on your mask. So I was locked up at home, and I had a green screen I had bought 2 years before that I hadn't used. And I thought, how can I get this message out, you know, to in a funny way, especially for kids to remember, because they'll be our toughest sell when it comes to getting them to wear masks. And that's where that song came from. So, you know, I've tried to keep putting out messages of positivity and hope and helping in whatever way I can, as I know so many people are trying to do. And, you know, we've got a lot of good information on our, you know, because of Eileen and everything.
So great that you have done that. Okay, so now I'm going to move through a few questions for my Savvy Guide to Life book that I think you're a perfect expert to interview. Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit about moms, because I know that my mom gave me the best advice, whether I wanted to hear it or not, when I was younger. And your moms are usually the first people to give us savvy tips. What's the best advice your mom ever gave you?
Oh, my gosh. It would have to be to have passion for what you do, which was tough because I wanted to be a psychologist. I studied psychology, and she wanted me to be one, too. But my grandmother, who was incredibly savvy and had the most, you know, amazing advice, even though she never was able to complete school, she was a brilliant business person. And she told me that I wasn't going to be happy unless I made my life using my gifts, and that singing was a gift that I had been given, and I wouldn't be happy unless I used it. So my mom told me, find your passion, you know, and my grandmother told me, do what you love. So they both worlds collided when I decided to go for the singing, which my mom was not too happy about, as you well know. But it ended up being both her and my grandmother's advice were the best advice, which was find what you love and try to do that for a career. Because no matter, you know, money is great, it comes and goes, but if you can get up every day and, you know, spend the majority of your waking hours on something that you love, that's the best thing that anybody could possibly find, other than love, of course, and family.
Such great advice. All right. It is so great to talk to a good old friend going way back to childhood. What do your female friends bring to your life?
Oh, my gosh, so much. You know, there have been actual studies done about how important their female friends are to women. We are a support group for each other. When we're together, it's like we're 14 again. It really is as if no time had gone by. There's a kind of camaraderie and understanding that we all have, having faced the same challenges in life. We all live in Miami, except for you. You adventured out. So you give us the other part of the world view. But, you know, we're all of similar backgrounds in this friend group. We've lived kind of the same thing through with our parents. We shared an all-girl Catholic high school that was instrumental in our lives, I think, because, you know, it was so important, the value system of being part of our communities that was stressed a lot. I think someone that shares your history, and also, even though we're very different in our friend group, as you know, but we all somehow fit as pieces of a puzzle, and, you know, we're there for each other to, you know, be a buffer to life and the challenges that we all go through, and it's really been a blessing. We make each other laugh, we have a good time. It really is. I mean, even though we're diverse, because, you know, we're diverse in our thoughts and ways of thinking, but we respect each other. You know, we don't cross a line of respect. And I think that's been very important, too.
I think that it is just awesome. And I love that we get together once a week now.
Zoom has made it more possible.
I know. So we're running out of time. I only have a minute now, but really quickly, both of us have daughters in their 20s. How do you support your kids now that they're older? And we both have kids who are also in their 30s. How different is it to support grown kids as opposed to younger kids?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, you can't keep them where you want them. That's number one. They're mobile and on the loose. You know, I think our millennials, our younger kids face some certain challenges that our first kids didn't face. It's a different thing. They've got the whole pressure of social media that has kind of waylaid things the way we, you know, we're used to seeing them. But it nonetheless is a pressure. They feel a lot of, you know, they were raised in a different way. They got a lot of praise for just showing up sometimes, which I think in the long run and in retrospect, isn't that a good thing for kids growing up and realizing the realities of life? And, you know, they've got to get out there and they feel they have to make a difference that, you know, everything that they say or do is going to be judged. It's tough for them. So we have to be there for them in a different way. I think in a way it's delaying a little bit of how fast we had to grow up and face challenges. So, you know, it's we just have to be there for them more emotionally, I believe. We always have to be there for all our kids emotionally, but I think our younger kids have a tougher, you know, situation.
They say stay home, please don't go outside. There's no use.
We're playing you off here with Put On Your Mask.
I hear you.
Girls, I hate to interrupt, but you two will just have to continue this in a high school hallway. I'm sorry.
On Zoom, oh my gosh.
Thanks.
They're at one of our homes to have some fun.
Gloria and Marianne. And,
thank you.
Here's a little bit of that song we were talking about.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Bob. Marianne, we love you.
News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. When you go out in public.